I thought, yeah, I would struggle with the heat, but no, it's fine. Like, it's really good, actually. It's and I thought the flies would be bothering me, but no, it's all good. Like, you get used to it.
It's a lot different from what we have at home. Everything's huge scale up here. It's probably three of our farms would fit in one of their paddocks. So.
Madison Sellers and Grace Tate come from very different backgrounds. One was a vet nurse in Hobart, the other off a small family farm at Narracourt in South Australia. But they both want the same thing, to get a job on the land. Today they're learning how to vaccinate and draft sheep. Hello, I'm Michael Kavner. We're at Wyvern Station to the east of Hay in the Riverina district in southwest New South Wales. Their instructor, Rob Gibson, spends most of his time running his own farm. But at the moment, he's teaching this group of 15 young budding jackaroos and jillaroos some sheep handling skills.
A ewe and a wether. Another ewe.
It's part of a program run by Hay Inc., a community-backed organisation that aims to get young people jobs in rural Australia.
The main reason is to get young people back into the industry. The areas lost a lot of the jackaroo training schemes where they got their skill base from working on farm. A lot of those farms went sold to corporates or whatever, and they don't take on the jackaroos. They now have more contract-based labour, and it's a good opportunity to get kids who are interested, give them a go, and also kids that have had no experience with the rural side of things into the industry, give them a grounding of the work involved, an idea of what's expected of them, so that they can hopefully have a bit more of a leg into the industry when they go and apply for a job on a farm.
Most of them are off a farming background. There are some from the city as well. Has that area been neglected a bit, trying to attract people that don't have a farming background?
It has been an area that's been lost to the sheep wool industry. The kids there are expected to go to university and whatnot, and not really thinking that they'd like to go and be in the rural industry and take up that lifestyle and job opportunity. So hopefully we can get a couple of those kids and give them exposure to the industry, let them find out what think their dreams might be, and hopefully if they like it, they can follow it up.
You come from several generations of farmers. What have you noticed about the young people that are doing this course themselves?
Today, there's a lot of enthusiasm. Kids are all keen to learn. In saying that, there's some off-farming backgrounds that do have a bit of an idea, and there's a couple here that have had no experience at all. They might be a little bit shy to start with, but they've blended in and shown to be quite proficient at the jobs that they've been exposed to today.
The young jackaroos and jillaroos have come from across Australia to take part in the course. For Madison Sellers, it's been an eye-opening experience just getting to Hay, a long way from a home in suburban Hobart.
Driving up here, first thing was emus. Emus and kangaroos, we don't have those kind of animals in Tasmania. So, yeah, it was a bit different. And just the landscape, though, like, it's completely different to what I'm used to. But it's nice. Like, it's a nice change. It's really nice scenery change and lifestyle. It's a nice change for me.
There's 15 of you, male and female. Is there much competition?
We all treat each other the same as equals. We all get along really well, and even though we've got different backgrounds and different experiences, we all get along really well and really good.
Did you find it when they first learnt that you were from the city? What was the attitude from some of the other budding jillaroos and jackaroos that are off places similar to Wyvern Station?
Probably like, oh, she probably doesn't know much. She doesn't have the, you know, grown up with the skills and done, you know, had much experience. So they all took it really nice, you know, they weren't, she'll be useless on the farm kind of thing, kind of that kind of attitude. But no, it was, all treated me really nicely, and they're like, you know, you'll be all right. You'll be fine. You know, we're all here to learn. It's all different for everyone else. Their properties might be a bit different, and how they manage their farms. So yeah, it's different for everyone, but mainly me. Yeah, it's very different.
Grace Tate does have rural experience, growing up on a farm at Narracourt in South Australia. But she's quickly discovering they do things a bit different up here on the Hay Plains.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I suppose they have a lot bigger mobs, so you've got more sheep to try and work with. But it's not, like, heaps different, but it's definitely a little bit different. Yeah.
Have you been surprised by the fact that you've grown up on a farm and suddenly what you thought was possibly the way to do it, do you sometimes think, geez, it is different?
Yeah, I've been, like, doing the drenching today. I was grabbing them under the chin and they said, no, put your hand over and around. And I was like, oh, that makes it a lot easier. Like, all these things I thought I knew about farming, and I do know a little bit, but not as much as I thought I did.
With the other 14 that are here, and they come from very different farming backgrounds, there's even people that have never been on the land or come in from the city. What have you noticed about the 15 young people your age and their attitude to the whole thing?
I reckon we've all got quite a lot in common and we all just love what we do. Like, I don't think anyone else here would want to do anything else. Like, we just love it. Yeah, we just love it. It's good.
Have you made any big mistakes?
Not yet. When I was drafting, I let a couple go the wrong way, but that was all right. We caught them.
Chris Bowman is the chairman of Hay Inc., the community organisation that coordinates this training scheme. He runs a sheep classing business in both Australia and New Zealand, so has plenty of experience to pass on to these youngsters and make them work ready.
The fact that if they're put into the local community, they're going to be living with families. And it's important that they understand that they have a job, that they're going to be living with those families. So it's important that they respect each other and that they're at work on time, that they've got a good attitude, a positive attitude. People will employ people, you know, young people, if they start work at 7:30, that they'll turn up at 20 past and be ready to go. They'll have their notebook and pocket knife and, you know, small toolbox or whatever they've got to take. They'll have their hat, they'll have the dog, they'll be organised, you know, not sort of dragging their feet and getting over there, right on 7:30, dawdling over and not being switched on. And the beauty of our course is the people that we've got training these kids, you know, at least 20, 25 to 40 years plus on the land. So when we were determining the courses, we tried to pick those courses that an employer would want. I mean, if he employed someone, he'd want someone that was able to draft and drench a mob of sheep and vaccinate and, you know, be able to count and come back with a, you know, that know what, you know, if there's any sheep short in the paddock. We tried to do all the basics that an employer would want. This is just giving all those kids a good start, build up their basic skills. You know, most of them will go on to ag college or something like that if they want to stay in the industry. So they'll get that tertiary side of it all. But they won't forget how they, you know, they went to Wyvern and got a start.